The baby is crying again. I thought a little brother would be more fun, but all he does is eat, sleep, and cry.
If you pay attention, you can learn a lot from that baby. Guess what? You're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Believe it or not, you can learn a lot from a baby. Don't believe me? Well, next time you see a tiny little baby start to cry, watch what happens next. Mom will usually feed a baby to help them stop fussing. Babies love to eat because that's what helps them grow. It should be the same for you. You should still desire to grow, not just in stature, but spiritually too. Like a baby, you need the milk of God's word to strengthen your faith. 1 Peter 2:2 says, "Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation." Our story today is called A Good Little Teacher. "The baby is crying again," said Brexley. Mom walked over to the cradle and picked up the fussy little bundle. "The baby's name is Michael, and you need to be more patient with him. He's only 3 weeks old." Mom settled into the rocking chair. "I think he's hungry again." The fussing stopped as soon as Mom started to feed the baby. Brexley sighed. "I thought having a baby brother would be more fun. I guess I should have known that a baby who can't do anything but eat, cry, and sleep is nothing but trouble." "He's more than just trouble," said Mom. "He's cute and lovable, and he's a growing human who needs us to love and care for him. In fact, you could learn a lot from Michael. He's a good little teacher." "A teacher?" Brexley frowned. "How could he possibly be a teacher?" "Get your Bible and find the book of 1 Peter. It's toward the end," said Mom. "Read the second verse of chapter 2. Brexley found the verse and read it out loud. "Like newborn infants, desire the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow up into your salvation." Mom continued to rock and feed the baby. "What is Michael doing now?" she asked. "Eating," replied Brexley. "But he's almost asleep again," she smiled. "I guess he's eating and snoozing at the same time." "If I had just rocked Michael or given him his pacifier without feeding him, what would he have done?" asked Mom. "Cried," Brexley answered. "He wouldn't have been happy until he got his milk." "Right," said Mom. "And that's the way God wants us to desire his word, the Bible. He wants us to be eager for the spiritual nourishment it gives us. God shows himself to us in his word, and his truth, love, and promises refresh our souls. Michael is satisfied and comforted by my milk, and he can rest after he eats. As we read the Bible and learn more about God's love for us and how he saved us, we can find comfort and rest in him too." Brexley glanced at her baby brother dozing in his mom's arms. "I guess Michael can teach me something after all," she said, smiling. How about you? Are you as eager for the truth of God's word as a baby is for milk? Do you look to God to satisfy your soul? Milk doesn't just help babies grow, it also brings them satisfaction and comfort. As we listen to what God says in the Bible and learn about his love and what Jesus did to save us, God comforts us and gives us rest. Next time you read your Bible, let God nourish you with the truth of who he is and what he's done for you. Our key verse is 1 Peter 2:2.
"Like newborn infants, desire the pure milk of the word, so that you may grow up into your salvation."
And our key thought today, learn from the Bible. Don't you love reading a good book in your own special spot? You can do that with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. Plus, you can win some prizes. Enter your name now with Mom and Dad at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.